Advent is so close, we can smell it in the air. Throughout the church year, we've heard scriptures about God's disappointment in God's people and the dramatic and harsh outcomes because they failed to heed God's warnings. With each transgression, the prophets cautioned the people that God was not pleased and would take retribution. Yet they maintained their stubbornness. Even when God sent his son, they failed to understand what God offered. Thomas Merton, the monk and theologian, reminds us that understanding of the scriptures demands a constant alert to all the different dynamic elements that work together. The collect for the day raised this learning process beautifully. It says, grant us to hear the scriptures, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them so we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope. Christians in the early centuries struggled to digest these promises of Christ's return because they either expected immediate return and redemption or feared God's judgment if it so happened. After 2,000 years, not much has changed. Some Christians continue to believe they will be raptured and others left behind to face God's fierce judgment. Not all Christians teach this. And Paul writes to the Thessalonians in his time that as children of the day, they will not suffer the wrath of God. They are not to be intimidated by misunderstood scripture. They are to continue to live in love and honor God without fear. You see, when we put fear over the things we cannot control, it drives our decisions and we operate from a place of weakness, not our God-given strength. A wrong fear of God is evident in the parable of the talents. Receivers of the multiple talents gave back double what the master entrusted to them. But the servant who received one talent failed miserably. He was judgmental of his master, to the point that he hid the talent in the ground to return it intact to his master. I want to play the devil's advocate here because it is hard to know if his fear is justified. He appears to believe his master is harsh. He also seems to be pretty risk-averse. You see, fear of the unknown nature of volatile markets can cause some to hold back on investing, especially if it's borrowed money. In his case, the talents were entrusted to him. They were gifts, and he didn't even know it. So again, his fear may well be justified. However, he allowed the fear to dictate his actions. That's what we must avoid at all costs. To make the story personal, you must weigh the quality of your gifts. How well do you use your talents? The word talent can be both literal and metaphorical. It can be a weight in gold, natural aptitude, or time. Either way, it is God's gift to you, something God considers you worthy. Yes. Achievement and talent are related, but not the same thing. Achievement is a triumphant accomplishment. Talent is a natural aptitude. And if you are endowed with material or spiritual talents and can produce something spectacular, what can you do with this talent? If it is wealth, by any measure, do you use it for God and the good of others? If it is leadership, do you try to correct systemic wrongs by putting these talents to work, or do you hide them? The parable is communicating a fair alert. No one knows the day or time we may be required to give account. So, by all means, don't let your gifts go to waste. Amen.